Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
But first this morning to that story that broke overnight about the shooting at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania when former President Donald Trump was addressing the crowd. One person was killed, two were injured, and Donald Trump had blood on his face. He has subsequently been released from hospital. Have a listen to this clip from Sky News. Well, Marion McKeown, US correspondent with the Sunday Business Post, joins me now. Marion, thanks so much for joining us. Listen, will you lead us through the events of last night's rally? Donald Trump was on stage. He was addressing the crowd when the shots were fired.
That's right. The rally took place at the Butler Park Farm Grounds in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's about 50 miles north of Pittsburgh, and it's real MAGA country. About 70% of the population in that area are registered Republicans. And, you know, it was a very typical Trump event. You know, he holds these rallies, and he's had a lot fewer in this campaign than he did in 2020 or 2016. This is the first big one he's held for a while. And they tend to be in agricultural farm grounds, so where you have big spaces, where you have a structure around it, but there's a lot of green space, and that allows the setting up of fences and the magnometers, etc. The crowds start arriving, usually typically as much as 10 or 12 hours beforehand, but they did start arriving at this event. I understand at around lunchtime, around 1 o'clock, he came on stage at about 6:03, and then it's almost chilling, because but for the fact what happened from what we can see and from what we've pieced together is he came on stage at 6:03, and at about 6:11 he had started talking, and then he said he was bored with the teleprompter speech, and he moved to his left very slightly, because he had told his people to put up these screens that showed what he claimed were the surge in immigration since Joe Biden had become president. So he moved his head slightly to the left to turn and look at one of the screens, and it was at that moment that we heard these shots, which were fired from the left-hand side to where he was standing from about 400 feet away, and it appears that the would-be assassin, a 20-year-old who is apparently a registered Republican, a man named Thomas Matthew Crooks, fired what seems to have been around six shots from, from a rooftop about 400 feet away to Trump's left. And astonishingly, I mean, he grazed his ear, and I had former President Trump not moved, I think, to one side, slightly to the left, to look at that screen. It's very possible that he could have been either very seriously wounded or killed. And you just shudder to think of the havoc and the chaos that would have caused.
And of course, Marion, one person was killed, I think, and two others critically injured.
That's right, yes. We know that one man was killed on the bleachers right behind Trump. So it seems that the shots that were aimed at Trump obviously hit the, you know, people who were standing behind him. Now, there are a lot of questions being asked. The shooter, the gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was shot pretty immediately just behind the stage where Donald Trump was. And this is always a feature of all of his rallies that I've been to. And the most recent one was in Phoenix about a month ago, that you always have a higher structure behind him. And on that higher structure, there are always snipers. There are always Secret Service snipers who are, you know, usually at least half a dozen of them. And they immediately shot the gunman dead. So he was killed immediately. And you did hear them saying, you know, that basically that the shooter was down, that the gunman was down. And you heard the chatter then. And of course, then Donald Trump did go to the ground pretty quickly. And then the Secret Service raced on stage and they formed a sort of a human shield around him. And then you heard him saying, wait, wait, and let me get my shoes. I think he said that three times. But then he stood up and there was blood very clearly visible on his face and his ear, and clenched his fist and then clearly said, fight, fight, fight to the crowd, which, of course, was the last thing that was needed. The crowd then started chanting USA, 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 and appeared to get very angry. Now, I did speak to one journalist I knew who was there, and they said that the crowd then started turning on the media riser and yelling abuse at the journalists who were present. So the volatility, I mean, this has been, you know, in 2020, it did seem at a certain point that violence was almost inevitable, because the chatter and the talk about civil war back then and Trump saying if he lost the election would be rigged, etc. This time it's even more so. Okay. The amount of almost casual chatter about civil war, about violence, Trump's own rhetoric, he talks about bloodbaths regularly. You know, the language of violence in this election is really quite chilling and should be very, very concerning to everyone.
We're going to listen now to another clip from an eyewitness, Marion. This is a man called Greg. He spoke to the BBC about seeing the man with the gun on a roof.
So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police are like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
An eyewitness account from that assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Marion, what will this mean for the presidential campaign? I mean, already, you know, Joe Biden has come out saying there's no place in America for this. It's sick. We can't live like this. We can't condone this. Will it take the heat off him, do you think? And will it garner support for Donald Trump?
Oh, you know, I think undoubtedly, but I think just to get back to that eyewitness account, and we've heard other similar accounts, there's no question but that the Secret Service asked some very serious questions to answer there, because from where their snipers were positioned, you know, over Donald Trump, they had a clear view of that roof. Now, how they missed somebody there, they immediately did shoot from them within seconds, but how that wasn't seen. Now, you know, we heard that witness, and obviously I can't verify or none of us what he said, but there have been other people who said that as well. And how you can miss somebody who's on a roof 400 feet away is something that the Secret Service are really going to have to answer to. Now, there's been a lot of heat and dust coming from the Republicans saying, oh, you know, that Trump had asked for more Secret Service and he was turned down. I don't believe that's true. I think it would be extremely unlikely. But I think to get back to the impact it's going to have, well, I think that for starters, security, the Republican convention starts on Monday. And you know, we've all had our passes issued already for it. But I think that security now will be absolutely ramped up at that. I think at Trump's future events, I've been to events before in, as I said, big green spaces like this in places like Circleville, Ohio and whatever. I've seen people walk past the magnometers. They say security is really tight. It's actually not that tight at these events in my experience. But I suspect that that will now change dramatically. President Biden was at Mass, I believe, in Delaware when it happened, and he came out and made that statement very, very shortly afterwards. He referred to Trump twice as Donald and sounded genuinely concerned and you know, shocked and obviously condemned it. There's been a lot of condemnation from politicians, Democratic and Republicans. But I think, look, as I say, it's such a tumultuous election already, and you wonder how it will impact. I mean, how will it impact? Biden tends to do very much smaller indoor events, generally speaking. He doesn't do outdoor events. I'm not sure if this will change the Trump mega rallies. Obviously, this gunman was on the perimeter. He wasn't inside the perimeter. But, you still wonder if you have these wide open spaces. Are they going to have to reassess how these rallies are held? But I think more concerning is how this will ratchet up. You know, the photos we've all seen, these will become iconic campaign photos. Absolutely. Of Donald Trump standing up with his fist in the air and blood on his face. Okay. And, you know, Republicans are saying he is going to win. He was going to win anyway, but this is going to really ratchet up the turnout. I think we'll have to see how this all plays out.
Marion, as ever, and at this unearthly hour, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.